Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Richie Valenzuela bringing us back, otherwise known as the late, great Richie Valens. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our friend Ray Keating. Ray is a longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the author of so many books, I have to use a wheelbarrow to take them to the studio, and he's our good friend Ray Keating. Welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on your new business tax index for 2013, ranking the states in how they treat small business and entrepreneurs with regard to their tax policies. We talked in the previous segment about the different kinds of taxes that they could be throwing at us, and of course not only the different kinds but the rates, right? The tax rates. The reason why I hate it whenever we have a new tax, and that's one of the problems I've got, Ray, with the new online offsite sales tax that they're debating right now, the virtual tax that they're debating, is once you establish a new tax, you know, what doesn't matter where it starts, they can take it wherever they want to take it, can it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, it's so hard to make it go away. I mean, think about that. You know, we had the death tax at the federal level go away for 1 year, and that came back. So, yeah,
that was put in place for the Spanish-American War, which has been over for 120 years.
That's exactly right. So
I think we won two. That's the problem I've got. That's the problem I've got with the value-added tax. If we don't repeal the 16th Amendment to do away with the income tax, then I'm not in favor of the value-added tax.
Yeah, that opens up the whole debate on major tax reform and where would we go with that. And you're absolutely right, whether you go to a retail sales tax or a value-added tax. I'm very squeamish about a value-added tax. But you have to repeal the 16th Amendment, otherwise you wind up with all the above.
That's exactly right. Let's get into your stack ranking, and let's get a drum roll here. And the number one state that's the most appealing, the most beneficial to small business entrepreneurs is
Texas. Texas came in number one this year. Followed by South Dakota, Nevada, Wyoming, and the state of Washington. And those are our top five. And the one thing, the key factor that they all have in common is that they have no income taxes whatsoever, meaning they don't have personal income taxes, they don't have corporate income taxes, they don't have capital gains taxes. So, you know, when you talk about the bottom line here in terms of what's beneficial in a tax system, that's a huge competitive advantage for those states, and that's why they rank one through five.
How does Texas pull that off? One thing that, let me tell you one reason why they've been able to lurch uncontrollably to this high ranking, folks. Their legislature meets every other year for 90 minutes or something like ridiculous like that. Right?
Oh, yeah. Any time you can limit politicians getting together is a positive thing, I would argue, for your business
climate. Folks, seriously,
climate and
they only meet every other year.
Yeah, and there are several states like that.
And I said 90 minutes. That was it. May be 2 hours. I've forgotten, but it's some ridiculous. So, folks, if you want to reduce the impact of government, cut their hours in half. Make them go get a regular job.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and it's funny because you get so many people that make the opposite argument. They're like, oh, you know, they should be in there earning their money, and like, no, let them come in there. Do the bare minimum that's needed, and then, as you said, go back home, go to a job that's productive, and let the economy let entrepreneurs go out there and innovate and create jobs and grow the economy.
And so, folks, let's get another drum roll here. The worst state, the number 50, the worst state in the union for taxes on entrepreneurs and small business.
I know you're going to be shocked by this as well. California.
Another big shock.
What a shocker, huh? Yes, California is dead last, and then you've also got at the bottom there, Hawaii is 49, New Jersey 48, Iowa, Vermont, Maine is down there, and New York is down there as well. So those are.
I'm a little surprised at Iowa. Why would I be? Is Iowa been that high ranked historically?
Yeah, actually, you know, it's one of those states that tends to surprise everybody. But Iowa has been down there for quite some time. I mean, I've been doing this for almost two decades now, in one shape or another. And Iowa has always been down there, very, very heavy on the tax front. High tax rates, so it's not surprising to me. But your reaction is not unusual. Let me put it that way.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing that you probably reported to us on over the years is small businesses have been fleeing California like crazy, going to states like Colorado. I remember reporting years ago the mass exodus of businesses. And the population of California, and I reported that they were moving to Colorado. Now, when I reported those things, Ray, Colorado was a red state.
Yeah, and they're
also going.
Now that
people have left California to move to Colorado, Colorado has become a blue state.
Right. Colorado, by the way, still.
Rick Perry, a Republican, is trying to encourage Californians to move to Texas. I'm not sure he really wants that. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's a couple of things there. Colorado, by the way, ranks eighth on our index, so they're still ranked quite nicely. But Californians tend to also go to Nevada, which ranks very well. And there's been a border battle with California and Nevada for quite some time in terms of advertising, trying to get businesses moved this place to that place. And I know Texas has also reached out to Illinois with their recent tax increases and said, hey, come on down here to Texas. So.
What gets me though is that people move from California to these places to get away from all that, and then they start voting for the same kind of policies that they had in California. I don't get it. Stand by, quick break. Right back with our good friend Ray Keating after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.